Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's been a rise in trend for a lot of employees around the UAE that are faced with an issue. Should you sign a change in contract and what are your rights? Really, many people in the UAE don't understand their rights. So to maybe get a better and a clearer explanation, we're joined by the legal consultant, Ahmed Al-Khalil, who is, he's joining us again. He's almost a friend of the show. He's been in here so many times. Thank you very much for coming in once again.
Oh, thank you for having me again. As always, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you are one of Dubai's most outstanding lawyers. More than two decades of experience in many spheres. You've done M&A, commercial contracts, tech, commercial disputes. But when it comes down to a lot of workplace law, I think a lot of employees can probably get a little bit more emotional or a little bit more scared than they would used to because, you know, from an employer's point of view, business is changing so fast and they need to change direction and they need to change what are the goals and also the vision of the employees. Mm-hmm. But for a lot of employees, when they're put with a piece of paper in front of them that says, sign here because we want to change what you do, the natural instinct for a lot of employees is to fear and get scared. What's the best advice in that situation?
So, I mean, look, it's within the right of the employer to request further key performance indicators, put in new targets, so on and so forth on the employee. But that's caveated by the fact that the employee has to agree to it because it's a change in the contract. So the law stipulates that if there is any change in a contract, in the employment rights and benefits, which these could be considered, as a reduction or a change, you have to get the consent of the employee. Now, if the target last year was of getting 1.5 million, this year it's become 2, that's not really a change in a contract. It's just changing the target. So it really is a juggle between seeing whether it's a benefit that's being reduced or changed, or is it a target that can be seen as normal course of business. So we always say, if you don't think this is the right thing for you, you shouldn't sign it. But the caveat for that one is that if you do not sign it, then the employer has a right to say, okay, we need to part ways. And with the changes in the law in 2022, you no longer have the concept of arbitrary dismissal. So you can terminate somebody for no cause and you just pay them their dues. So they have to really juggle between them. We understand that they're being very apprehensive about these changes, and rightfully so, because this is not what they agreed to or what they signed on at the beginning. So they'd have to juggle whether it's worth, you know, accepting this and then seeing what happens in the next couple of months or so.
Human nature is always, when there are gaps in the information, you tend to feel it negatively.
Yes.
And sometimes it's always about communication. Sometimes there's a really honest decision. Mm. But when the communication is not explicitly explained, a lot of employees can get quite frustrated or quite concerned, particularly if it compounds other issues that are often happening in the workplace. But for a lot of people, if they can just get their basics, what's the first step they should do? Because sometimes you don't have the money to go to a lawyer, or maybe that might be a little bit extreme. Is it perhaps internally an HR department or someone else to speak to?
Yeah, I mean, the advice is always to try to solve things amicably. I mean, even us as lawyers, I know it sounds counter intuitive, but we always say try to solve it amicably, because you can walk away with, let's say, 80%, 90% of what you were looking for and minus that 10. Whereas if you're going to the contentious side and hiring a lawyer, you're immediately going to have to be paying fees. So your line manager, your HR, go up the hierarchical system, and then you can decide what works, because I think transparency is key. And if you start that system by conversing and just asking the reasons why, or not becoming difficult, not just walking in and saying no for the sake of it, just trying to understand why the pivot or why this change in aim or targets for that employee. I think communication should be the first point of reference. A lot of the clients tend to go to the ministry directly, and God bless them, they try their best, but they are not lawyers. And some of the advice we've seen, sometimes, not all the time, has not been the right one. So first point is communication with your line manager and maybe HR or somebody within the company that has had experience with them. And then if you really need to, then the lawyers, even if it's just a consultation.
That's an interesting point about going to the ministry, because I've had some, long before I started here, I spoke to the ministry and I didn't really get an answer. Yeah. Not that they weren't helpful, they were, but it wasn't enough to be clarified. And I think obviously it's a great service and it's a great idea, but really it's like a lot of things. It's like Dr. Google.
Yes.
Go and see a real doctor if you want to get a professional answer.
100%. I mean, like I said, they do try these employees in the call center, but they're not trained lawyers. So I would tell you, maybe even read the law. The law on employment is a lot simpler than most others. You can get a lot of the information just by reading it. So if you Google labor law UAE, you'd get it. And just go through the provisions. They're written in a very simple form. So you can get it right. I would still, I mean, I shouldn't say this, but you can get, I'd say, 85% of it right just by reading it. Yep. You'd need the lawyer to tell you what happens on a practical sense. So some of the provisions might be written in the law, but applied through the courts, they're slightly different. The applicability of them is different than what's written exactly. So, yeah, just to add a little bit more confusion to everything.
And a lot of employers do get concerned when their visa is attached to their job. But that tends to be changing a lot. We're seeing a lot more visa opportunities and golden visas. Do you find in your experience that's having a change in the relationship between employees and employers?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, back in the day, we used to have cases or matters where the employee is filing a court case, not because he's not paid his dues or everything was right. He's filing the case just to maintain a visa for the duration of the court case. Now, if he was on an employment visa, which is a spousal visa or on a golden visa or investor visa or shareholder visa, whatever it is, that point of, you know, worry dissipates. I was just telling you before that we had a client who was from a certain African country who was worried about him resigning because he knows for a fact that it might not be granted, he might not be granted a new visa. So the golden visa and all other visas, they've opened up vehicles for people to be able to not be concerned as much with that specific point.
And looking at it from an employer's point of view, business is changing quarter by quarter, month by month. You're always constantly needing to change goals and KPIs of your business in order to stay relevant. And for a lot of employers, you know, that's a really tough situation. Is your advice, and you probably see both sides of the fence here, and going back to what you said before, it just sounds like sitting down and communication is the very first step in these situations.
Yeah, I mean, look, as an employer, you're always thinking about the business, right? It's a performance of the company. It's the costs that are incurred. It's expenses versus the profit margin.
Yeah.
That's their aim and their target. The employees are always looking to, you know, how do I financially benefit from this? How do I grow as an individual in my work sphere? But that communication, open communication between the employees and the employer is always the first step. So instead of you throwing in an email saying, here are your targets for the next year, we used to do it where we would send a target and tell them, let's have a meeting to discuss. Do you think it's viable? Do you think it's outrageous and unobtainable? And 9 times out of 10, when you have that discussion, you no longer have to fight over whether it's right or wrong. You're just discussing where do we push where does that target lie? We're pushing the fence left or right. It's either less or more, but at least you agree overall.
0586 861 003 is the WhatsApp number. We've received one message that's come in. Rahul wants to know, do you have any advice on the changes to the UAE's gratuity system? They're concerned that he doesn't know the details. He's heard that it may change over the next few months and it may impact that end of service for employees.
I actually think it's a better program. So basically the new law talks about, instead of you receiving your end of service as a cash payout, that amount is invested for you, and it's going to be entities that are approved by the government. It's not just any company, private company, that decides to do it. So what happens is you will have to contribute yourself, the company will contribute, and that amount gets put into a kind of like a savings account.
Okay.
So they will be investing that amount. And should you cash out, you have a right to do so, but there will be some provisions within it. So I actually think it's a step in the right direction.
I wasn't aware of that, to be honest. Do you get a choice in where the money is invested?
So
is there a list of companies or a style of investment you can go for?
So the way they've done it is that the company can opt into the scheme and then they can decide. I'll have to look into it again to see whether the employee has a right to pick or not. Because I know that the it's now optional for the companies to apply for it or not.
Okay.
Whether they amend it and make it mandatory on everyone, and then the employee has a right to pick the investment company or the company that's going to be holding his end of service, remains to be seen, because it hasn't been really delved into too much yet.
That's actually quite similar to what happens in Australia. Mm-hmm. About 8% of your wage gets invested into a fund, mm-hmm. of which gets taxed less because you can't touch it until you're 65. It's essentially a government-made retirement system. Mm-hmm. And it's obviously sometimes the UAE has that opportunity to look at different programs around the world and realise we'll take a bit of that and a bit of that and a bit of that and try and find one that works for us.
I think most countries have a similar system.
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan, where I'm from, actually has the same system where you contribute part of your salary into it, and it's a government entity.
Yeah.
And after, like you said, 65, you have a right to access that money, and they pay you out on a monthly basis. I think it's on a monthly basis. So you're right, they do have their pick at which system works best for them, and they've had the time to actually research and see which ones have worked and which haven't.
Well, if you do want more details, you can contact Ahmed Al-Khalil. You can find him either on LinkedIn or your Instagram account once again.
Yeah,
what was it?
AK47_Joe.
AK47_Joe. You can find him, get in contact, or even reach out if you are stuck and maybe need a little bit of a clarification. So, Ahmed, thank you very much for coming in once again.
Thank you for having me.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter.
Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.